With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Slow Burn Media, Evergreen Podcasts, and Killer Podcast presents Who Killed, a podcast that provides a voice for the voiceless. Hello and welcome to the second Who Killed the Presser of the Week this week. And this one is a big update because it's been one that's been brewing in the background for a number of months, and that would be the case of Madeline Soto. And her body had been discovered a few months ago, and there was a prime suspect in the case, and that prime suspect was Stephen Stearns. And we are happy to announce that he has now been charged with first-degree murder. This is the press conference with the latest update on the Madeline Soto case. Check it out. Enjoy. Again, this is a case that we've all been following in the true crime world, and it's something that we all can learn from. So take a listen, and I'll see you next week.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. Today, the Kissimmee Police Chief and myself are here to provide an update on the death investigation on 13-year-old Madeline Soto, who was reported missing back on February 26th of this year and discovered dead 4 days later. I know the community and the media have been anxious for us to give an update on this case, and this is an opportunity for us to do that. For the last 7 weeks, 7.5 weeks actually, the Kissimmee Police Department and my office have been working closely to go over every piece of evidence that we could gather in this case. It was a voluminous and a lot of evidence to get through during that time, but we were successful in getting through it and making sure that we were able to provide the best case we could. Today, we're announcing that Stephen Stearns has been indicted by the grand jury on first-degree murder for the killing of Madeline Soto. We presented the case to the grand jury. They returned an indictment earlier today. There has been some questions as related to the length of investigation. I just want to let you know again that my office and the Kissimmee Police Department have been working vigilantly in making sure that we had every opportunity to get every piece of evidence that we could. I want to thank the Kissimmee Police Department and their tireless efforts. They've done an amazing job in the heavy lift that we've asked them to do, as well as the prosecutors that have been assigned to this case and making sure that we got every piece of evidence reviewed and gathered in this case. While death investigations usually take around 5 to 6 weeks or longer, we were able to get this one done relatively quickly and get the case to the front of the grand jury, like I said earlier today, to return the indictment against Mr. Stephen Stearns. The death penalty in this case, we have not decided to what decision we're going to make in that case. We're going to continue those discussions going forward, and we'll let you know again when we make that decision as to whether we're going to seek the death penalty in this case. I want to thank the grand jury for their hard work and their efforts in making sure that we're making this first step in seeking justice for Madeline Soto, for her family, and so this the community can have closure in this case. The defendant will appear at initial appearances, I believe probably in the next day or two. Then the case will proceed down its normal path, and we'll try to keep you abreast of how the case is moving, as well as you probably ask us questions to make sure that we are providing that proper information to keep you abreast of how the case is going down the normal path of the criminal justice system. I'd like now to introduce Chief of Police Betty Holland, and for her to provide comment.
Thank you, State Attorney Mr. Bain. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank the investigators and the other agencies that assisted us in uncovering the evidence to move forward with this case. We know this case has gained significant public attention because Madeline had just celebrated her 13th birthday and was just a child. The evidence shows an individual that was entrusted to keep Madeline safe made calculated moves to dispose Madeline's belongings and place her body in a wooded area before she was ever reported missing. For the 4 days following her disappearance, the entire community was actively looking to find Madeline safe and alive. Tragically, on March 1st, Madeline's remains were found. Our detectives have worked tirelessly to piece together the events leading up to Madeline's disappearance and death. With the collaboration of the state's attorney's office, we prepared the case for the grand jury that was heard today. The grand jury determined that our department secured enough evidence to obtain a first-degree murder indictment. We appreciate each grand jury member for their careful consideration. We want to thank the diligent work of the state's attorney's office, the medical examiner's office, and our other law enforcement partners who assisted with this investigation. Your expertise and dedication were instrumental in uncovering the truth. The indictment signifies a crucial step forward in our quest for justice and a testament to our commitment to honoring Madeline's memory. We will now take questions. Brett, I'm going to defer to the state's attorney.
Good afternoon. Although an indictment has been returned this afternoon, it is still an open and ongoing criminal investigation. So much of this information cannot be disclosed until Mr. Stern's attorney, if he does so, elects to participate in discovery, and then all of you in the media know how to go about seeking information through public records.
Not that we've uncovered. State attorney?
Again, all questions about the facts of the case are not subject to disclosure because of public records laws at this time. Once his attorney participates in discovery, then you can make public records requests through your normal channels as you do in other cases. At this time, the only person being charged is Stephen Stearns. And again, this is not over. There is an ongoing investigation to uncover more evidence, and therefore we can't comment. There's going to be the same response on any question about the facts of the case. Through the facts of the case.
So with any death case that is reviewed by my office, when it's determined to be a homicide, we have to look at the statutory aggravating factors that are laid out in our Florida law. Once we've determined that we have sufficient evidence to prove those factors to the proper evidentiary standard, then we have to talk about whether this is a death penalty case. And that's a discussion that we're still going to be having for the next couple of weeks to make sure that we're making a legal decision that's appropriate in this case.
Cannot comment on whether Mr. Stearns has been doing anything. He has counsel. And as far as plea offers, no, there are no plea offers made on the open case. You can address that question with the indictment that should be on the clerk's website if it's not already. Again, any question about the facts of the case, it's going to be the same answer. Once his attorney participates in discovery, the public records laws change, and you all will be able to get a lot of that information. As far as the 60 counts that are already filed against Mr. Stearns, that is solely involving Mr. Stearns as a defendant. Not to those 60 charges. It's an ongoing investigation. Can't comment on who's working with us. It's facts of the case. Can't comment on it.
So thank you all so much for coming out today. If you need this gentleman's name, it is Will J, W-I-L-L-J-A-Y. He is our homicide unit chief for the state attorney's office for the 9th Judicial Circuit. Thank you all so much for coming out today.
Thank you, as always, for tuning in to this week's episode of Who Killed the Presser of the Week. Again, this is a Slow Burn Media, Evergreen Podcasts, and Killer Podcast Production. If you would like to learn more about this case, just Google it. It is everywhere. I will do a full episode on this murder as more information comes forward. Until then, as always, you can follow me on Twitter at BillHuffman3. But until next time, stay healthy and be safe.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Something is creeping in. Don't follow it down.
Let me introduce you to Barry Clue, an authorised financial advisor from New Zealand and a very special kind of stain on humanity.
He was a very knowledgeable young guy.
He was a registered financial advisor.
Type of guy that was bending over backwards to help you.
Now, you could be forgiven for thinking that Barry sounds like a great guy, and you'd be right. Well, right up until the point when you're wrong.
It was all fictitious.
You stole from my son, who has a disability.
Chris never knew. He died believing that we're all taken care of.
A psychopath is somebody who lacks empathy, acts impulsively. I think there's a strong case that Barry might be all of those things, actually.
To find out how Barry Clue stole over $15 million from 81 victims, subscribe to Clueless, The Long Con. That's Clueless, spelt K-L-O-O-G-H-L-E-S-S.